AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The Supreme Court is casting doubt on President Trump's bid to limit birthright citizenship as he attends arguments. In oral arguments, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson asked Solicitor General D. John Sauer how the government would actually figure out who's entitled to citizenship and who's not.
How does this work? Are you suggesting that when a baby is born, people have to have documents, present documents? Is this happening in the delivery room? How are we determining when or whether a newborn child is a citizen of the United States under your rule?
AP's Julie Walker reports on NASA's moonshot, scheduled to blast off this evening if the weather and everything else holds up.
NASA sending four astronauts on the first flight to the moon in more than 50 years. Artemis II not landing or stopping, but flying around and coming back on a 10-day journey. NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman.
I hope someday my kids are going to be watching, maybe decades into the future, the Artemis 100 mission.
The space agency envisions lunar moon bases where one day they can launch astronauts to Mars. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is again making contradictory statements about the Iran war hours before addressing the American public. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Just yesterday.
We'll be leaving very soon.
Maybe in 2 or 3 weeks. This morning, though, the president struck a hard line, saying if Iran does not stop blocking the Strait of Hormuz, the U.S. would bomb the Islamic Republic back to the Stone Ages. That was hours after this.
What happens to the Strait? We're not going to have anything to do with.
Which itself was an apparent backtrack from his earlier threat to bomb Iranian infrastructure if the Strait's not open in coming days. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. Many experts say President Trump's executive order to create a nationwide list of eligible voters and to restrict mail-in voting violates the Constitution.
On Tuesday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that calls on the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration to make a list of eligible voters from each state that could participate in a federal election. And the U.S. Postal Service would be barred from sending absentee ballots to those not on those lists. Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes.
This really looks like the president is trying to pick his own voters. And that's a really, really disturbing development.
Fontes says in his state, Arizona, more than 80% of voters cast ballots by mail.
The courts have repeatedly told this president that he does not have any constitutional authority to do things like this. And so he needs to just mind his own business, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm Donna Water.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.